This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehvash Fatima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Victoria yesterday on a three-day visit to Seychelles. He was received by President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermony, at the airport. Mr. Modi appreciated the warm welcome by the President and said that Seychelles is a valued maritime partner and a close friend in the Indian Ocean. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to a productive visit aimed at further strengthening India and Seychelles' long-standing ties and enhancing cooperation for the benefit of the people of both nations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the botanical gardens and attended a tree planting ceremony. During the ceremony, Mr. Modi planted the Coco de Mer plant in the presence of Dr. Hermony. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, the tree planting is part of Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam initiative and reflects the shared India-Seychelles commitment towards sustainability and environmental stewardship. He also visited the giant tortoise enclosure at the Botanical Garden. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Aldabra giant tortoise also has an association with a special friendship between India and Seychelles, and two of them were gifted to the Alipur Zoo in Kolkata in 2014. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. in the morning. It will be the 135th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has urged Indian companies to strengthen engagement with the UK counterparts to translate emerging opportunities under the India-UK Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement, CETA, into sustained business growth. The minister said this while leading the India-UK Partners in Progress business plenary in London. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the plenary was attended by leading industry representatives from both countries who welcomed CETA as a transformative framework for strengthening bilateral trade and investment. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has ordered the formation of a special investigation team, SIT, to be headed by Thane Joint Commissioner of Police Punjab Rao Ugle to investigate the Maharashtra Teacher Eligibility Test TET paper leak case. The Chief Minister also spoke to School Education Minister Dada Bhuse and Director General of Police Sadanand Date, directing that the strictest possible action be taken against all those involved in the racket. The move comes after Bhiwandi Police foiled a major paper leak a day before the scheduled TET examination by arresting three alleged members of the racket. According to the police, the accused had brought the TET question papers from Delhi and were allegedly preparing to sell them in a deal worth around 1.5 crore. Acting on a tip-off, the police laid a trap and apprehended the three accused before the transaction could take place. Following the incident, the Maharashtra State Council of Examination postponed today's TET examination. A revised date for the test will be announced later. The Human Rights Council, HRC of Pakistan, has condemned the statement made by the country's defense minister, Khwaja Asif, regarding the Kashmiri identity of the people of Ravalkot and Mirpur in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, POK. The criticism came after Asif, during a television interview, said that the residents of Ravalkot and Mirpur in POK are not proper Kashmiris. Reacting to the remarks, the rights body said that individuals in state positions must exercise utmost responsibility, caution and respect in matters of this nature. The HRC called on the Pakistan government to issue an appropriate clarification on the matter and take steps to ensure that such statements are not repeated in the future. Launching a scathing attack on the Pakistani defense minister over his remarks, POK leader Faisal Mumtaz Rathore, in a social media post, said people of Jammu and Kashmir do not need validation of their identity from the Pakistan defense minister Khwaja Asif or anyone else for that matter. And that is the end of this news bulletin.